It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Scott Tickey. Thanks so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, you know, in the middle of another week of winter wonderland, some of us are thinking of summer and canoeing and paddles. So I just thought maybe we'd lighten it up a little bit today. And those days, Father Time will eventually get rid of Old Man Winter, and we will get back to summer. And some of our summer recreation activities, including canoeing. And you are the creator of a paddle for canoes. And for those of you who don't know about that, Scott's going to talk a little bit about that today.
Yeah, Steve. Well, funny you should talk about canoeing and canoe paddles, because that's what I've been doing all weekend, making canoe paddles. So when it's cold outside, I hole up in my wood shop and start carving on paddles. And so way back, probably 2015 or so, I got into paddle making by default. I needed a couple of paddles for my daughter and I for a canoe trip we were going to go on, and I'm too cheap to go buy and spend the money on them. And I've been a woodworker forever and decided I'd make a couple for us. And so I made them. They turned out okay. And then pretty soon, you know, I had a couple buddies that wanted me to make some paddles, and a couple other people wanted some paddles. And before you know it, I was in the paddle making business. And so we've expanded. I call myself the Cheyenne Paddle Company. And we make paddles and try and use as much wood as we can from the locally sourced along the Cheyenne. So we use basswood and walnut and cedar, some redwood that's been reclaimed from some picnic table boards and some parks in the area. We make bent and straight shaft paddles. We try and do a variety of woods, variety of designs. And I'm constantly trying to make a better paddle, lighter, stronger. We make both bent and straight shaft. The paddles have a fiberglass reinforced edge guard on the bottom, a epoxy edge guard, and then the blades are fiberglass reinforced, and I make them for to use. And so we make them to canoe on the Cheyenne and the Boundary Waters canoe area and other canoe areas. So always excited to talk about paddles, love building them, utilize them too to help support some of the local fundraisers in the area, groups like the Barnes County Wildlife Federation, Ducks Unlimited. And most importantly, trying to help the Cheyenne River Fest and the funds that they raised to help with the river water trail along the Cheyenne.
Well, that's how I became aware of it last summer, was through the Cheyenne River Fest, and along this beautiful Cheyenne Riverway. I got to ask you some key questions. How are the paddles made? In other words, are they in three parts? In other words, is there the handle, and did you use a lay, you know, to get the round piece for the middle section? And the paddle, does it come in three parts or multiple parts? Just curious about that.
Yeah, so we laminate up. The first couple paddles I made were all one piece of wood that I carved out. And all my paddles are handmade. They're hand-carved. I carved that one out 100% from just one board. What we do now is what we call a laminated paddle. And so I glue up smaller pieces of different types of wood. And we do that for a variety of reasons, because we can get the best of both worlds. We can use like a cedar or basswood, just a lighter wood, to make the shaft or some of the inner parts of the paddle. And then we may use a cherry or walnut or a harder wood on the outside edges where the paddle might see its more abuse. And so we kind of laminate stuff up like that. The bent shafts, it's a five-part laminate that we make the shaft out of. We glue up the shaft, put it in a form, clamp it in the form. And then we glue up the blank, glue the blade onto it, and then the pieces for the handle. And then it's just a lot of work with the hand planes and sanders and rafts and files, and we just those are the tools we use to round everything off and to make the paddle.
That's great. Now, if people are interested in purchasing these paddles, or you have to make them, right, they probably have to place an order ahead of time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I have paddles that are in stock. I make basically two different styles of bent shaft and like one pretty much standard style of straight shaft. I do make some custom builds. We've got an ad on Facebook Marketplace, and I've got an Instagram site. If you look at Cheyenne Paddle Company, just go Cheyenne Paddle Co. on Instagram, you can see some of the paddles that we make, that I make. And we take orders. I've sold paddles to 15 different states. We've even shipped one to Japan. So
wow.
I make probably about 150 paddles a year. So
150 a year. Wow. And do you envision more each year, or how's that working out for you?
I'm at about capacity for what I can make right now. I've got a full-time day job. You know that, Steve.
So
when I retire, I might ramp up production. But, I think that's about the max that I can make and still have somewhat of a life. start to finish each paddle probably takes – I probably have 10 to 15 hours in each paddle. We do it in stages. You glue up the blank, and then you carve out the blank, and then you lay the fiberglass on and the epoxy edge guard, and then do coats of finish. So just like you work on them about an hour or two at a time, but probably 15 hours into each paddle by the time they're finished.
That's great. Just backtracking a little bit before I let you go, but you made your first paddle completely from head to toe one piece of wood. That had to have been very interesting, and it's got to be a strong paddle too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they weren't too bad. You look at the ones I make now, and the first ones look a little crude, I guess. I was pretty pleased with them, and they worked really well for my daughter and I. We took a trip to the Boundary Waters that summer with those paddles, and she still uses hers to this day. That's her favorite paddle, they're strong. The one piece paddles are pretty strong. The laminated ones are a whole bunch stronger. And we've got our high end bench shaft right now. Our lightweight's down to just a little bit over a pound. About 16 and a half to 17 ounces. So we got them pretty light. It brings me pleasure to sit in my wood shop and just work on these paddles. It makes me smile. And you get a cold weekend like this past one with the wind's howling and the snow's falling. I can't get the wood stove crackling in the wood shop and sit there and carve on paddles. I can't think of a better way to spend the winter.
Oh, my. That's great. It's bringing us those Norman Rockwell paintings of you doing that. I think that would be a wonderful photo. Before I let you go, again, if people are interested in learning more, what website and how can they go about that?
Yeah, you can look up at the Cheyenne Paddle Co. on Instagram. It's the best way to kind of look at it. Look at the paddles, see what you like. And then probably the best way is you can either just give me a call on my cell phone, 840-8561. Like I said, you can message me on Instagram and I'll get back to you and you can set up an order. So.
Sounds good. There's Scott Tickey talking about paddles, homemade paddles right here in our area on our Voice of the Valley.